Rokan Show with Anna DeBlancis right here on 720 WGN. It's been a wacky day in Trump world.
Totally has.
And another one. Now, what's interesting is he hasn't really had a gaffe yet. We're waiting for him to take the stage in Jacksonville, Florida. We have
right
a live
this past Sunday on TV.
We have a live microphone here. You can hear that in the background. That says they're getting set up. But before we do that, Congressman Adam Kinzinger was just on CNN about an hour and a half ago, and he was discussing with Wolf Blitzer his position now in the aftermath of this 72 hours that the Washington Post, New York Times, and ABC News said have divided the Republican Party because of Trump's decision not to endorse Paul Ryan, the flap that started over the weekend about the death of Captain Khan and his response, the response of his parents at the Democratic National Convention, and even throwing a baby out of the rally yesterday. It's just gotten weirder and weirder and weirder. And Congressman, if I heard you right, you said that you cannot find your way to support Donald Trump here.
Yeah, that's right. I just can't do it. And, you know, I guess barring some kind of a road to Damascus moment for Donald Trump, you know, I had always said, you know, my goal is to support the Republican nominee. I want to get there. I'm not there yet. I don't feel I can get there anymore. I went to the convention on Monday with the intention of, you know, hoping to get there by Thursday. And, you know, understanding that, you know, look, it's incumbent. There's a lot of pressure to say support the Republican. He won the nomination, you know, correctly, rightly. But, you know, I woke up Wednesday morning and heard the NATO comments about the, you know, he's not going to commit to Article 5 automatically, which undermines the entire post-World War II security structure. And then this unbelievable spat with a family who lost a son, protecting fellow Americans, and in fact was awarded as a hero for it. You know, a mom and dad that went on a stage simply to share a story, to call out Donald Trump for his Muslim ban discussion and say, basically, look, there are Muslims defending the Constitution. Our son did it to his death. And Donald Trump's first reaction is not to say, hey, I don't agree with what you said, but I appreciate your service. It is what he does best, takes everything as a personal affront. And so when you look at, you know, whether it's blaming Bush for 9/11, whether it's that, whether it's his affection for Vladimir Putin, which he doubled down on at a rally again yesterday, you know, you look at all this stuff. I finally have come to the thing, and it's a tough, tough political position for me. But there's too many red lines that have been crossed here. And I don't think that in 3 months, Donald Trump is capable of erasing the sins of the past. And those are, for me, too much, too over the top for somebody who is running to be commander-in-chief, the most holy earthly position that exists. I can't get there.
Okay. And others are saying the same thing. You're seeing even big supporters like Newt Gingrich today critical of him and saying this is unacceptable. He seems to be, what did he say? Just imploding, basically. But one of the things he said, though, the question is, and he still believes that there is hope for this, and I want to get your take on that. He says the question is, can he slow down, take a deep breath, reorganize how he's operating so that he can get to that standard of running for president and be presidential again? Can he do that?
I'm sure he can. I'm sure it can happen. But
would that be enough?
That's surface. That's mechanical. That is, you know, hey, here's what you need to do over the next 3 months. What we have seen in the last year, and specifically in the last 72 to hours to a week, is we've seen into Donald Trump's soul. We have seen, you know, the fact that somebody painstakingly talks about their son who was killed in Iraq, and his reaction is to say, well, I bet that woman couldn't speak because she's a Muslim. You know, look, I have so many disagreements with, you know, obviously what's going on in the Muslim community and their lack of ability to call out the extremists. I am as hawkish on this issue as basically anybody I know. But I also realize that there are a significant amount of Muslims committed to freedom in the United States, that moderate Muslims are going to be the key to winning the war. And Donald Trump's reaction is not to, you know, thank somebody for their gut-wrenching service. Mm-hmm. It is to say, me, me, me. And so no matter how much he fixes right now, we got a window into who Donald Trump is, and I don't think that is the person that we want as commander-in-chief.
Two things in the last 24 hours have really struck me. One is yesterday, that moment with the Purple Heart. I mean, it chilled me because, you know, growing up in and around the military, I was not in the military, but growing up, and my dad was, career, and growing up around the military, I know what that means. I know what those devices mean. I know what those medals mean and how important that is to the understanding of who these people identify themselves as, right? And for him to hold up for this guy to give him the Purple Heart, that's one thing. That's his decision, right? That's that retired colonel's decision to do that. But for him to hold it up and go, you know, I always wanted one of these. And you know, for a guy who took,
you don't, Donald.
Right. I mean, right. Nobody wants to win one of those,
but
right?
You talk about a view into his soul. That, as you just put it, it's a great point. It's like that tells you something when you react that way to receiving something like the magnet. So,
I do this kind of stuff as a congressman where, you know, I get to give people, and it's one of the honors of what I do, to give people medals that they've earned. And you know, I do that. It's probably once every couple months I get the ability to do that. If somebody came up to me and gave me their Purple Heart, my reaction would not to be yuck it up in front of a crowd. It would not to be to hold it up and say, I always wanted me one of these. I would probably choke and break down in tears because this man who sacrificed so much and gets a Purple Heart, you know, as a mild token of his sacrifice to his country, who has every right to give that to me or to Donald Trump, made such a deep gesture. He has such a belief in Donald Trump that Donald Trump, instead of being broken by that, he yucks it up in front of a crowd and says, I always wanted to get me one of these. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and the other, I think the other piece of that, and it would be, for you, it's a different thing because you've served, and but I have not, Donald Trump has not, you can't accept it. You can't accept that. You have to hand it back to him. Thank him for his service. Thank him for his dedication. Thank him for the gesture. Right. But it is not, you know, for civilians, you know, to hold it up and to be, you know, to make that a part of the campaign. I mean, it chilled me yesterday. And then today, I don't know the veracity of this story, but Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough this morning, who's a Republican, not a pro-Trump Republican, but a Republican, who was a Republican congressman, is a very significant voice in conservative politics in America, is a guy who said that he has it on good authority that during a meeting with a national security advisor, that Donald Trump three times in the meeting asked why it is that the United States cannot use nuclear weapons in smaller conflicts. Why can't that happen? Why can't that happen? Why can't that happen? We'd go back to it. Now, that story is surfaced today. It is, I don't know to how high that rises, but he needs to be asked, Donald Trump needs to be asked about that. Is that story true? And what is your position on the use of nuclear weapons? And you know what his answer is going to be, which is, I don't want to tell you what I'm going to do, okay? Because that's not what I do. But I mean, that's the sort of thing. This is the moment that everybody's waiting for here, which is, when does the adult enter the room? And when you've got Newt Gingrich today pulling off saying, hey, he's helping Hillary Clinton here. He's got to stop doing what he's doing. And he's one of the biggest surrogates. He was a potential vice presidential nominee.
Right.
Then you've got the even perhaps more surprising, one of his surrogates on CNN, Kayleigh McEnany, saying, yeah, I think he's got to change his tactics here.
Yeah.
Does he listen?
Yeah, and so, you know, on a foreign policy, it builds into a broader narrative. He had no idea that Russia was in Ukraine. Russia's tearing Ukraine apart. He says he'd be probably pretty cool with Russia keeping Crimea. He said, you know, South Korea and Japan should develop their own nuclear weapons. Yeah, that's great for a nice nuclear exchange. That's how you do it. And, you know, and it builds into that. And so for me, you know, look, this is a politically damaging position for me to take. I have great, great, fantastic supporters who I love, who voted for me, that are passionately behind Donald Trump. But for me, and I understand it, I totally understand it, there's a lot of big issues out there that they're concerned with. But for me personally, I have to defend Republicanism. I'm a Republican because I think it is the best way to defend this country politically. But I'm an American before I'm a Republican, and I will do whatever it takes, whatever the political cost, whatever, you know, whatever it does to my career, I will do anything to defend my country and defend the Republican Party. And this man is more interested in attracting Bernie Sanders voters with his rhetoric than he is in uniting his own party. the long-term implications of that for republicanism is very damaging and devastating, to put it mildly.
All right. Congressman, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Congressman.
You bet.
All right.
See you guys.
Bye. I'm with him on that.
It's a strong position, and as he said, a politically difficult one to take.
You want to dip in here? A little
his son was with him, and his son called, and he was absolutely so upset that those things were said, false stories that they were said. And actually, ABC, Tom Lamas is probably back here someplace, but he covered it very nicely, and he spoke.
Oh, friend of the show.
They talked about it, and it actually was his... It was his heart. I mean, you know, it's what it is. His purple heart.
Oh, no.
And I just want to tell you, it was so beautiful. And, you know, how it gets cheapened by the media so much. They cheapen things. They cheapen things. If they're on the other side, they just cheapen things. And it's so sad to see. And just a little while ago, I met with the Gold Star families. I met with... six families that were just like incredible people. And a gentleman handed me a check. And he said, you know, Mr. Trump, this is for your campaign. And I said, you don't have to do that. He goes, I do. He said, it's more money. And I haven't even opened it yet. I don't think I'll tell you how much it is, actually. But he said, it's more money. Wow. He said, it's more money. More money that we can than we can afford, but I want you to have it for your campaign. And I think it's incredible. Where is he? Where is he? Where are those? Where are those families? Where are they? Where are those families? Does anyone know?
I've decided I'm going to
hand over my
Social Security check to Donald Trump every month now. It's actually, I'm on disability, and I think he deserves my check as well.
You think Creepy Uncle was out there at the rally?
Yes, I
am. I'd touch that envelope if Creepy gave it to me, though.
Yes, I know.
I'd be concerned.
I know. I tend to sweat with my fingers, and there's a problem.
He may or may not have been there. None of us will ever know.
I just want to say one thing. I'm with him, too. I'm going to give him all of my SAG residuals for the spaghetti westerns that I did.
Who said it?
Clint
Creepy
Eastwood.
Guy or Clint Eastwood?
I'm going to go Clint Eastwood on that one.